Hey guys, this is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. This is where we take our fears, our foibles, and our frustrations with women, love, and sex, and we turn it into the manly mojo you need to create the life and the love you want. Thanks for coming here today to listen to me talk again. Hey, this is video number 19. For those of you who don't know, I'm doing 100 videos to try to prove something. All of us have something that we're not happy with, something we want to get better at, something we want to develop some competence and feelings of confidence in. While I'm here trying to help you do that with your manly mojo and your relationships, I'm trying to do it for myself with videos. 19 videos ago was my very first one and it really sucked. And I'm not real happy with the way my videos go. I think I can do better. So I'm trying to show you that if I do one step at a time, one video a week, and do 100 of these things, they'll get better and better and better. I'm pretty sure it'll happen. And I'm pretty sure it'll happen for you too if you stay consistent and stay focused. That's why I'm doing these weekly videos for you on different topics to help you take baby steps toward being the man you want to be. And today's topic is about that anger switch that flips in with you. It's a switch that flips inside your head when you get triggered. Emotionally triggered is a word a lot of guys use when you get angry at something that she said or something that she did or something that she implied. It could be a tone of voice even. It could be sarcasm. Anything that puts you into this little boy mode that we talk a lot about, and that's going into our young 13-year-old boy who gets triggered at just about everything. I repeat myself a lot in my coaching and in these videos because it's important to get into the mindset that's required to not react when that switch goes off, when that anger switch goes off, whether it's somebody who cuts you off in traffic or you get pulled over by a cop or some other guy's messing with you. Or in your romantic relationship where it's most difficult to respond like a man instead of reacting like the little boy that we tend to do sometimes. So the article that I wrote that goes with this video talks a little bit about that. Recent questions I get from guys are from ex-wives or wives. You know, what do I do when she tells me I'm in trouble? What do I do when she treats me disrespectfully? Should I confront her when I feel like she's been unfair about something? So there's a big difference between confronting a woman when she is thinking of you badly or saying bad things about you or treating you badly and confronting a woman when she is actually crossing important boundaries that you have for what you expect from people in your life. In the case of an ex-wife, recently I want to know why in the world would you ever get triggered by an ex-wife? Of course, that's a dumb question. I know we all can do that. But when you think about it, when you think about who you want to be, and the person you want to carry through the world, when somebody is trying to put their crap on you and they're bringing their own negative baggage and their own insecurities and their own anger and their own fear and their own guilt, and they're turning it around and they're projecting it onto you, the worst thing you can do for yourself, not to mention the situation, but the worst thing you can do for yourself is react to it as if it's a personal attack. Channeling James Bond or Indiana Jones or whoever you can think of, you think how they might react to something like that, and they don't. They look at it for what it is. You have to know your own self-worth. You have to have your own self-respect and clarity of confidence in who you are and what you bring to this world. So every time something happens where somebody's trying to project their crap onto you and make you feel like you're to blame or you're in trouble, you have a different feeling, you have a different emotion, and it's one more of confidence and compassion. While you don't give a shit about what they think about you, you still care about the distress they're going through. You can still show compassion for the distress the people have who are upset and angry and guilty and trying to project on you. You don't have to strike back. You don't have to make an argument out of it. And that's my advice for you today, is think about who you're channeling, who you want to be whenever you feel the trigger, because the first thing you have to do is think about who you want to be when you feel the trigger instead of letting the little boy react and get into an argument where nobody wins. Nobody wins an argument when you go from an emotional trigger. You'll both end up unhappy, mad, and angry. And that's something I don't want for you. I want you to feel clear and confident and strong. That's what mojo is. Thanks a lot for listening today. I hope that was helpful. I'll talk to you in the next video. Bye-bye.